Room editor of the Chico News and Review. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Chico News and Review this week. We are here every Thursday, 5:30 p.m., right after the Butte Report with Sue Hildebrand on KZFR, 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. The CNNR's print edition is currently coming out once a month, in addition to being published online at chico.newsreview.com. And the January paper came out last Thursday. It's still in racks all over Butte County. On today's show, we're going to talk about the main story of this month's paper, the Whom to Watch issue, wherein we profile a handful of local leaders and community members likely to be in the news in the coming year. But before we get to that, we have a new president. It's official. Yesterday, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were sworn in, and among the many highlights of the inspiring inauguration program was the poem recited by National Youth Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman. I can't think of a better way to kick off this show and a new year under new national leadership than to play Gorman's reading of her The Hill We Climb, recited at the Capitol yesterday.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Emhoff, Americans and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promise to glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it. Would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze-pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
You may be surprised, people in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
Woo! All you fascists bound to lose.
I said,
all you fascists bound to lose.
Yes,
all you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
For those of you just joining us, you're listening to the Chico News and Review Show on KZFR 90.1 FM. I'm Jason Casti, your host. Whatever new challenges that 2021 has in store for Butte County, there is still a lot of old work that needs to be done to recover from the wreckage of the previous year. Public health, business, education, housing, and the environment have all suffered during a year filled with wildfires, civil unrest, and a worldwide pandemic. It's going to take commitment and many people willing to work together to rebuild our community, and the five subjects the CNNR has chosen to spotlight in this month's Whom to Watch issue are among the leaders that are tasked with getting us back on our feet. There's Caitlin Dalby, a newly elected Chico Unified School District board member and newly hired general manager of the nonprofit Butte Environmental Council, Robert Bernstein, Butte County Public Health's new public health officer, returning city council member and new mayor, Andrew Coolidge. Susie Kokum's the city's new homeless solutions coordinator. And first-time Butte County Supervisor Todd Kimmelshue. In the paper and on the website at chico.newsreview.com, our writers speak with all five of these local leaders about their plans for the coming year. And Asia Shiraga had a long interview with Supervisor Kimmelshue. And here's an excerpt beginning with the supervisor commenting on his willingness to cooperate with his new colleagues.
You know, because I've known all four of them for many years, okay?
Yeah.
And I've already met with all four of them, and we've talked about priorities and some of the things that they'd like to see get accomplished in Butte County.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a good rapport with all of them. I just, you know, we're going to differ on some, but I can see myself on certain issues siding with the two ladies from Chico, because I do, my district, or the fourth district, has a portion of Chico, and so I want to make sure that, you know, Chico is served well by the county. All right, And so both Deborah and Tammy, you know, I can see us working on Chico issues together. And then I can see myself working with the two gentlemen on the board, Doug Teeter and Bill Connolly, on other issues that are more rural and that are more, what I want to say, you know, agriculturally sensitive or something along those lines. But I can see myself working with all of them, okay?
Yeah.
And I've told all of them, we're not going to agree on everything, but I will always treat you with respect. And I think that's something that is a little lacking, is respect for each other. And I'm one of these guys that, you know, maybe I'm super naive, is that I can have a different point of view, but I can be respectful in my in my view. So I think it's important for us to work together as a team. I mean, we're all colleagues, and I think it's important for us to work together.
Well, I think, you know, I just think that was something that I remembered too from you know, as like when we were talking about it, and I thought, oh yeah, you know, I could see you coming in, and you might be a swing vote.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a you know, especially as a new person, I would think it's like kind of a big position to be in, because, you know, it's not just could that create a rift with some of my colleagues, but that could create a rift with maybe some of the people who voted for you.
Sure.
And so I wanted to ask you about that too, you know. Are you kind of prepared to, like, make those tough calls, you know, for the good of the county, even if it might put you in that spot?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm a retired agricultural banker and now part-time farmer. I care a lot about Butte County. I mean, I love Butte County. I think I've said it many times. I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I think it's the greatest county in the state of California with everything we have here. I'm going to do what's best for the county. In my point of view, okay, and that's why I ran, because I want this county to succeed. I want this county to be prosperous, and I want it to be a great place for people to raise a family. I mean, I was raised here. I want to continue to see families raise their children here. I want to make sure that agriculture succeeds. I want to make sure we have an ample water supply. It's just a fantastic county. I mean, I want to make sure that we have higher education that succeeds, like Chico State and Butte Community College. You know, have a great healthcare system, which we do. You know, unfortunately, Feather River Hospital is out of business for the time being. You know, we have great recreational opportunities here. So it's a fantastic county, and I want to just do what's best for the county.
Yeah,
and if I'm a swing vote, I'm a swing vote. I don't necessarily like that term, but
sure.
You know, I'm not a big labels guy. Democrat, Republican shouldn't come into play when we're on a board of supervisors. Liberal, conservative, I hate to see those labels put on people, because I believe that all five of us are there for the right reasons.
What do you think needs to be improved? Or is there something that you feel has been lacking or needs to be addressed in a different way, or you want to really work on? Or because I think this is a little bit different of a question than, like, number one issues, but maybe it's related.
And
one of the examples I could think of that a lot of people have obviously talked about is wildfire preparedness.
Oh, good question.
Yeah,
we kind of glossed over that. Yeah, you know, I believe in good forest health, and I believe in thinning the forest, and I actually believe in logging, in selective logging, and in reforestation of certain areas that have been logged. I know that a lot of our lands are federal and state lands that have forests on them, and for the most part, I think most private landowners do a good job. I think in Paradise area, we need to be more cognizant, or I guess I said not just Paradise area, but the foothill areas where there it's more wooded. And if you look at map of Butte County, almost half of it is, you know, to the east, and it's wooded.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do a better job of keeping space, clear space around the dwellings, around the buildings, around the improvements. I think we need to. I'm going to look into some possible ordinances in that regard. Obviously, I can't do anything about the towns of Paradise, but the unincorporated areas, I think we need to do a little bit better job of being prepared for these type of fires, whether it's thinning the forest, whether it's defensible spaces, tree removal in certain situations. I think that's just very, very important. And I mean, we still have a lot of area that could burn. The residents of Forest Ranch, the residents of Cohasset should be very aware of what has happened. Yeah.
That's Tammy's district, right?
Yeah, right, for the most part. Yeah, it is in Tammy's district. You're right.
Yeah.
And Butte Meadows. Those areas to the east are, they're no different than where the fires have been.
Yeah.
And so I think we as a county can improve that, but we need to be able to work with our partners at the federal and state government to be able to do that too. And that's something I definitely want to work on. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought, you know, I mean, obviously, I didn't want you to think, the question's not coming out of place to try to pit you against the people who have it. But I think that, you know, obviously a lot of the reasons why people run for office, I mean, the whole reason is they want to change things, right?
Yeah.
They want to make a difference. And so, you know, that's why I use that as an example, because I know it's been talked about and it's obviously been so devastating for our community with the loss and loss of life and loss of livelihood and everything from multiple fires now in 2 years, which is just...
Horrible.
Yeah, horrible. And so, you know, I don't know if there's other things along those lines that you'd like to see change or improve or be expanded upon. And if it's mainly, you know, this, then that's great.
Yeah, I think that's our biggest challenge. You know, we at the county are very fortunate to have a large settlement from PG&E.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably aware of that. It's about $200 million net after attorneys have been paid.
Yeah.
But... you know, we will have to, as supervisors, grapple with how we want to spend that money.
Yeah, and that's something that's going to be decided after you come into office. Yeah.
So that'll be,
that's a big discussion to be part of.
I mean, you know, where do we put that? What programs do we put that in? Do we do it in just capital improvements? Do we, you know, I think some of it has been already been earmarked to help with. The reduction in property taxes from the places that have been burned. So,
yeah.
So fiscally, I'm a, you know, obviously a fiscal conservative, which I think pretty much everybody on the board is. And the county's always been in pretty darn good fiscal shape. So I'm proud of my predecessors in that regard. But at least we have a little bit of a slush fund now that we can work with.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
You're listening to the Chico News and Review Show on KZFR 90.1 FM. I'm Jason Cassidy, your host. Last week, Butte County lost a major figure in the theater scene. Longtime Theater on the Ridge lighting sound designer and board member Gary Cupp died on January 18th. He was 74. Cupp was also a former journalist, most recently working as a copy editor at the Chico Enterprise Record before his retirement. Theater on the Ridge released a statement paying homage to one of the venue's cornerstones. It reads, "Today, we heartbreakingly mourn the loss of one of our own, a member of our family for 40-plus years. At this time, we cannot imagine our world without him. Gary Cupp passed away last night, surrounded in spirit by those of us who loved him and called him family and friend. In the theater, the hands that operate the spotlight are, well, indispensable. The technical parts of the show are often the most overlooked by the audience, but never by the cast members and directors who depend on the lights and the sounds that prompt the onstage entrances, scene cues, and exits. For 40 years, those hands have belonged to Gary, our technical wizard and lighting designer. For nearly all but a handful of shows over its 45-year history, Gary was up in the booth creating the magic for audiences to see, hear, and enjoy in our shows. He was able to cobble together old equipment long past its time, learn and install new systems, create sound and light innovations even in a power outage, and support our theater playhouse in a myriad of other ways as graphic designer for our beautiful curtain call programs, as performer, board member, and on and on. It is the understatement of all time to say we will miss him. Our hearts go out to his twin brother, Barry, as we surround him with the love and support of our theater family. Rest in peace, Gary, dear friend. Our theater will always have your handprints in our hearts and on our light board.
As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
One of the brightest spots on what's left of the local art stage during the COVID-19 pandemic has been the Chico Voices virtual series produced by Chico Performances. The shows are an online-only version of the local artist spotlight shows that were part of the regular calendar events on the Lexington Auditorium stage. With artists like the Bidwells and the U-Logs being filmed and interviewed for streaming shows to tide music fans over until real live music can return. The CNR has partnered with Chico Performances for the series, and yours truly has joined the tapings to interview the artists. The next performance premieres tomorrow night, January 22nd at 7 p.m. and features local faves Lo and Behold. Here's an excerpt from my conversation with the band. You guys play with a lot of the dance bands in town. You play dance-friendly shows, but you also add like a different element than other bands. You add a little jazz, a little soul. Is that by design, or did it just kind of happen organically?
I think when we started playing together, it was more just we wanted to write very strange, awkward funk, soul. I don't know what we were trying to call it, but we started playing shows, and people like really dug it, even though it kind of... Some of the songs feel like they used to draw out like quite a bit.
And so, solos, yeah.
And so we kind of, I think later on, started to be like, okay, let's kind of trim these down and start to kind of think about how our listeners listening and, you know, what they'd want to hear when they're dancing and stuff. And so, yeah, very conscious for sure.
For more information on the show, including how to watch, visit chicoperformances.com. And here's another sneak peek of what to expect. Lo and Behold's song, Wreath and Crown, as recorded live on the Laxon stage.
Wading through the darkness, waiting on a target. I'm on my way back to settle down. But the sun is shining, enough of all the whining. Slip into a stream of sound. Slumber in a building you a wreath in.
Chico News and Review is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by ChicoCallCenter.com, employing locally since 1999. Chico Call Center is rapidly expanding and is now hiring new employees for their Nord Avenue location. Chico Call Center works with over 200 newspapers nationwide, renewing customer subscriptions. Compensation packages include hourly commission and nightly cash payouts. More information by visiting ChicoCallCenter.com. And by ID International. Businesses need new customers to continue to grow, and ID International can provide websites, logos, packaging, show displays, and social media strategies. Visit ID International online. Hey, thanks again for tuning in to the Chico News Review. Thank you, KZFR 90.1 FM, for hosting us each Thursday at 5:30 p.m. And of course, thank you to Cat Depot for our theme music that opens and closes this show. And remember, look for the latest print edition of the CNNR on stands now, and find the digital edition at chico.newsreview.com. Take care.
Radio Mime Troop, and welcome to Seeing Red, a time-traveling musical.
Seeing Red.
Hello. You're listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And also streaming at kzfr.org. Stay tuned. This is Ken Logan, and stay tuned for the Doctor's Inn. Let me see if by any chance I can get this music playing here for us.
I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, son, you look older than me, and I'm 71. You're falling apart. Not living right. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said loud, you got to stop hanging out with that old in crowd. Living's a battle, and you're losing the fight. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, boy, your body is a temple. It's not a